actually yes on Fridays. Friday was something really, really amazing. I almost got inspired to write. It was so late in the morning. About doing the chet many, many times over. By doing that, it has the same effect as doing a really bad chet. It's very, very heavy concept. Because everybody always feels that if you did, hey, what'd you do already? What did I do? If you did something really bad, then you understand. But if you did something small, what's the big deal? It isn't a big deal. It's the fact that it constantly happens, it creates a tremendous cutting. So things like we're gonna to make it more realistic. Unfortunately, the only way, you know, one of the ideas that he was thinking about, you gotta get a marriage. Someone does something really bad, cheating in a marriage. Everybody understands. That's cards. That's not an affair of cards. It's over. You can't. It's over. There's no way that you can get through that. That's a curse. But being arrogant. He used kai. He used geyser. Being arrogant. Arrogant. So you say. So you had an attitude. Big deal. The rest sucking on a big deal. One time it doesn't make a big deal. But arrogance Monday, arrogance Tuesday, arrogance Wednesday, anger on Wednesday, Thursday, every day again and again and again, then it becomes, it's unlivable. You can't live with that person anymore. Even though the thing itself is not of a huge magnitude, but because of the consistency of it, it took every chet, takes off a little bit amount of energy. There is no more positive energy. It comes to a point where I can't live with such a person ever again. But how could you compare it to that person? Listen, this person wants to get a divorce because they can't live with this person anymore, and this person cheated. You compare this, and they can't live with each other anymore. Same thing he says about the chet, that if it's a chet, that even if it's a little thing. Now, what happens is, for the person who is arrogant or has anger, he doesn't see it as a bad thing. He's just reacting. It's the other person that says, I can't live. It's hurting the other person. The same thing with the chet. The chet is what's mavdil between a yid and a nevisha. And consistency, every time, takes off the energy. It takes some energy where there's just no more anymore. But then it gets even more ego. But the Rebbe basically says, the Alter Rebbe brings in from Zohar. It's like it's in Yehudi Yisrael. What does it have to do? What does Kabbalah have to come into it? Over there, he says even a deeper thing. He says that if somebody doesn't have the right intention, it creates a negative. If a person does a mitzvah and he has no kavon in it, it also creates a blockage. And that's a very heavy thing. Also, it's not so much. It's not sometimes the way it's what you did bad. If you didn't do good or you weren't there with the right intentions, that after a while also make it illivable. Also make it not, you know. Yeah, the guy davened every day. Well, you didn't say a word. You didn't put your heart in, do nothing. You didn't really daven. You did nothing. You didn't live. You're not living each other. Living two separate worlds. Are you fighting? No. You're not living each other? No. You're not living either. And that also, and that's what he says, why we have to do, why we have to, he mentions the Krishna Shlomita, why we have to mention it's the pogamim on many the sin, so to speak, the negative comes on many different levels. One, on actually doing a big aver, that obviously everybody knows that. But then there is one that's a smaller one that is maybe ice hay, but the ice hay evolves into something bigger. And then sometimes it's just not being there, not being positive, not actually being there with all your kavanah. So either which way, they all create this negative. So a person says, what did I do? Every time they go, what did I do? What did you do? It's A, the little things that you did many, many times, and B, it's what you didn't do.
Yeah.
So that was a very interesting point from Friday's time. Anyways, Shabbos time. Now we're up to a new parak. Parak says we go a little deeper into the concept of what the truth is. There needs to be a mokas hadas. We need to really understand it. Because since the other says that the most important part of tshuva is the filah of rachmanis. The only filah rachmanis is when you realize how bad the situation is. There's no reason to change if you don't feel you're losing anything. What is it? What am I changing? What's the problem? You have to push and feel that I lost out on something. I could have been something else. If I didn't do that, I would have been able to do this. I would have been able to do that. If you'd be able to do this, I'll be a different person. You have to appreciate what you could have been or what you are to understand what the problem is. Otherwise, there is no remorse. And there is no, he goes, if there's no feeling of rachmanis, then there's no tshuva. But even from the positive side, you don't appreciate what you have. You don't appreciate the good, then what does the chet do? You don't see it as a bad thing. So therefore, it's still alive. You know, the chet is giving the person enjoyment. The only way it doesn't give the person enjoyment or chayas or has nothing to do with the person anymore is because he realizes that he wants to be something else. And that place and that person, this act has no place whatsoever. Well, he's not interested. It's disgusting to him. To be that kind of person, I can't do that. But if you don't aspire to be that person, and that you are that person, and the fact that you're not is only because you're not there, so therefore you have no rachmanis, there is no tshuva. So it has to be hamokas hadas. Bechor hanitzkaliyo. You know, just saying al chet, the word al chet, ain't gonna get it. Yachol avakish be'emet ba'umke deliba kelev rachmecha mecheb shoe. Shoy is to actually cleanse away the Averis. How is it? To leave Rachamecha. You need Rachamonis. And Rachamonis is a realization. When someone, you know, I remember two months ago, Label was collecting money for somebody. And the guy needed X amount of money, and Label, you know, promised a substantial amount of it. But he was hoping that they would get more people involved. And nobody stepped up. And he was crying, you know, he was crying. But don't people realize this guy needs it? And I'm like, you have to look. You're lucky that you feel for this person. You know, sometimes you disconnect from the person. You don't have rachmanis, and you don't dig in. Otherwise, that's the whole point of stalking. To actually realize that the person it's a nebuch situation. He could, if only he had this little thing, he'd be able to get on with his life. So how could you not give it to the person? It's only with rachmanis could it be mecheb shai, it could be the getting rid of the negative. The letters in the Aleph Beis are not just a letter. Every letter is supposed to tell us about something, and the reason why there is such a thing, so that those concepts need to manifest itself in some kind of visual, so to speak, that we can see it. The reason why it has to be visual is because these concepts need to actually materialize. Somebody's a good person, you need something to do that represents what that goodness is. Otherwise, it stays in that state. Same thing in youth, you know, the youth given mitzvah, and there has to not just stay rachmonis, it actually has to manifest itself in even the letters that look like that to remind us of these things, to actually invoke it in us. Because without youth given mitzvah, it's going to say, you cannot move forward. Why? There's a pagan. There's a disaster. How you just, the only way you can, someone has mud on his hand, he's dirty. The only way you can clean yourself is if you use clean water. You need water that is not muddy. If you're going to constantly try to wash yourself with muddy water, you'll never get clean. The only way to get over a chet, the chet means that I have given my neshama, my nefesh, my control, the control we have of the nefesh to a taiva, and now this taiva is controlling us. How do you get rid of that? You're not in control anymore. That's the problem. The problem is you have the chet. And the chet now, we said, Yaakov chevel nachalosei, that you schlep with the rope. By a person going down to a low level, he schlep the milo also down to a low level. So now his spirituality is incarcerated by this taiva. So how is he supposed to get out of it? There's nothing that a person can do to get out of it. He gave control over that. Now he has been enjoying the control. Then the guy goes into jail. Once he goes into jail, can't get out. What could he do to get out? He can't do anything to get out. When they decide they want to let him out, they're going to let him out. That's the uniqueness about jail. You have no control. You can't. I want to go out. I don't care you want to go out. You're not going out. There's no way out of this jail. They have control over you. That's why it's called, literally, that's what the marshal is that a person is in with chains. Is because the person has no more control. So the only way to do that is to kasei shel yud, is to invoke rachmonis. There is such a part. There is a part of the person that has not been incarcerated. That is not part of that of the chet, and that is the yud gimel midas harachmim, the concept of an energy that's beyond the person. And therefore, only when you do that, and that's why they have always speak about that somebody has to break his nature. Anything that have more than any previous chassidus, there is always go-to plan on anything is break your nature. You want to know how to do something? If you're stuck in something, do twice as much, or do this, or do more than you can. Why? Because the problem is that you're incarcerated. And the only koyach and the only possibility that we have to overcome this is to get in touch with that part that's not part of the chet, not part of the limitation. And you have to go beyond that. That is the only way out. Which the end of that is in that little part of the yud. So it doesn't work. Don't worry, it's a joke. Come from the Shem Havaya. You know, that the way the Eibishter created the world and the connection to Yidden is that through this shame, it's very interesting that we always talk about the shame Hashem. You know, one of the byproducts of learning it this way is that we always say, oh, it's Eibishter's name. And then from learning Tanya, you realize that the Yud Kei Vov Kei, that is the DNA of our Neshama. We're not talking about some other entity. Every time you talk about some other entity, Takedism becomes a problem. And that's what he's trying to do over here. He's trying to say, we're not talking about something else. The Yud Kei Vov Kei is yours. And the reason why the person is not feeling it is because it's not working. There's a problem with the connection. The where is it? It's just connecting. We drag it down to Yud Kei Vov Kei into here. So now the Ruch is right, but not the crazy show in Yud. Not the little tip on top of the Yud. That has no structure. That's why it's crazy show Yud has no structure. Any letter has a structure. Even a Yud has a form. The little dot, the little top of the Yud has no form. It's just dot. That dot shows is the only way that a Gashmish can show something with no structure. With no structure. Why? Because there's a part of the yid that didn't get involved into this part. So it's, yes. Yeah. It is. It could be yichida. Could be Talmud yichida.
So it's only this Rachmanis that can take the person, because there's no
There's no negative in that, Rachmanis. And there's no, the water is clean, so that's why it can cleanse. B'shuv ein yikra chitzenim sitrachem. Mashpat hate at all. It's hate at all. Why is hate at all? You know, how it. We're not just talking about in spiritual terms. We're talking about how it affects the person in his day-to-day life. Only by realizing who we really are and what we should be, will we be able to, it will take away the hate atah, the issues that we have on the bottom. Real issue, kinesical ill. Not just, you know, distraction. It's a distraction. Because most of the time, we're distracted. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Tetzim Echuga, we're not over chet. We're usually distracted from chet because it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's big days. We'll deal with it a different time. Now we're somewhere else. But that's not what he's talking about. That's why he started the page to broke him. Derech ha'emetz v'hayeshev. Really. The dialem even. That was a bad word when he does it. V'zeh yon. V'tosh av heit atolum kemu l'yishachet b'yud kevokei v'dailem even enough for those who understand. V'kein mamash l'mata v'nefesh v'kish sh'bo'odom shuv in eid av v'nesechem avdila k'ma sh'kosov. Same exact, that is how it works in the nefesh by a person. That the averis are not, the sins are not really blocking on that part of the neshama. When she calls it the nake and it cleanses, the nake who will shave them, only for those, but it has to be, a person has to repent. If he doesn't actually have that, then it's not a problem. In the hate at all, at least. First of all, always stay a Jew, even if he chas v'shalom doesn't do any tshuva. But to actually realize this, to do this, to actually change, you have to be l'shoy. It says twice. V'naka is because it means for those who shave and those who don't. But over here, it's telling him that you need to actually have repentance. Miracle to in case nafshim to actually cleanse the souls from the disgusting garments. The garments are the part that actually seems that attach. Uvoshim is the garment, the things that attach the person to the person. So like the parasite. It's also where he uses it as a parasite. Parasite attaches the person to the person, and it energizes, it eats off the person. And in order to, as it's eating off the person, it's killing the person. So it kind of likes the person. It has a relationship with the person, but at the same time, it's killing. The hemach is saying, and that's what you have to get rid of. These things that are sucking the energy out. The hemach is saying, but it's the achakamashikosu the gemara, that it says about the various, the Gemara mentions that it becomes a garment and it shrubs with him. In other words, it's not just where a person did an avera 50 minutes ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, and it's nothing. That thing became a part of him. And wherever he goes, that issue goes with him. And it takes energy from him. So he literally needs to get rid of that. And the only way to get rid of it is to actually bring out the concept of Rachmanis and realizing you're a whole different person. And once you have that, then there's no more attachment to those. There's no relationship. You're not interested in it anymore. Not any different than when a kid grows up. He doesn't want to play anymore. Because it's embarrassing. It's not me. I don't want to do that anymore. She's completely over it. The toy has nothing on him. It used to be he couldn't even walk next to a toy store. Now he can walk through the aisles and it means nothing to him. Why? Because he became a different person. And in that new person, it's embarrassing. It's nothing. He doesn't even see it anymore. And that's the kind of children that he's looking for, a person that grows up, where those issues are not issues anymore.